It's the Rosie on the House Show.
You are tuned in to Rosie on the House. We appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. We're talking edible landscaping, and as we get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348, that's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Apples, my little Anna apple, it's got little blooms on it already. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's, it seems a little earlier than last year, but it's a little warmer than it was last year. What are good apple varieties for the desert, and what is a chill hour? What kind of chill hours do I need to look for?
Well, chill hour is kind of a technical term. What it is the aggregate of hours during a winter period where it is under 45 degrees. And there's some other calculus that goes into it. But basically what you need to know is that here in the greater Phoenix metro area, we get reliably around 300, maybe 400 chill hours. Trees are rated by how many chill hours supposedly they need to bear fruit reliably. All the varieties we sell are rated for this area and tend to be under 400 chill hours. It's not a super hard and fast thing. Some people have had success with fruit trees with a greater required level of chill hours. But for the home gardener, picking the low chill hour variety fruit for our area, always a good idea.
What are some brand, or not brand names, some variety names?
Well, we actually have a lot of the Dave Wilson fruit coming through, and touching back on the chill hours, they're actually back in California experimenting with very low chill hours on high chill hour fruit, where they are blowing off the leaves manually and forcing it to go deciduous, and actually turning out really well. They're almost debunking the chill hour factoid.
You were talking about your Anna apple. There's a lot of winters that your Anna apples don't even lose all their leaves, you know, because it doesn't get cold enough here. Doesn't seem to bother their fruit production because they're such a low chill requiring tree anyway. But that can happen here, is that we just don't even get cold enough, like a winter like this winter, to even make the tree go completely dormant. So.
So I just have to go pull all the leaves off then, is what you're saying, if it doesn't all fall off.
I wouldn't worry about it with an Anna apple, but I think if you were going to try and grow an Alberta peach here, which is about 800 hours of chill, you'd have to do something to force dormancy. But they used to – lilacs. It doesn't get cold enough here for lilacs to bloom typically. People would take ice cubes and put ice on the roots of them to force them to go dormant. With some success. It's not something that certainly every gardener has time to go do or to mess with. But, you know, back in the day, I've learned pretty early on to not tell somebody you couldn't grow something here, because they'll figure out a way to grow it by either adding ice or putting a shade structure over something like an avocado tree and tucking it in a corner. And you know, if you work hard enough, I suppose you can grow almost anything here. But you know, for most folks, you want to stick with the reliable low chill varieties that you know are going to produce fruit.
And most nurseries will have that on the plant. There's
a
little tag.
Well, if it's not, don't buy it. No, seriously, if that tag is not on there with the variety and the chill hours described, you know, I've seen in a lot of places, especially big box stores, where it just says peach. Now, if you don't know what variety of peach that is, it may or may not work here.
Dennis in Litchfield Park. Yes, sir.
I have five citrus trees, grapefruit, pink grapefruit, cantaloupe, two navels, and a Valencia. The trees on the south side of the yard, which would be the grapefruit and the cantaloupe or the Arizona sweet, very low output last year, very low. And something just occurred to me yesterday when I was out in the backyard, was I heard a bee. And is it a problem with the pollination maybe, or are the trees just getting to where they're too old?
Can I ask you a question? What was their output like year before last?
Oh, fantastic. Great. There was the fruit is about the same size fruit, but just not near as much. Not maybe even 50% or 40% of what it usually
is. Actually, this is a pretty common problem with citrus. Sometimes they do something kind of annoying. They bear on alternate years. You'll get a bumper crop one year and then a kind of a skimpy crop the next. But then the harvest the year after will be great, and then the next one won't be so good. Basically, it takes a lot of gumption for the tree to kind of put out fruit. It takes a lot of energy away from it. So when they put on a heavy crop, the next year they just don't have as much, you know, stuff in them to, even if they're properly watered and fertilized, to put out the same volume the year after. One way to kind of fix the problem, which sometimes works, is to go out on early in the season on a year that would be a bumper crop year and artificially thin out a lot of the very small immature fruit to decrease the fruit load on the tree that season. That tends to kind of even them out to where you're getting a more consistent harvest each year.
And is that any specific citrus or just citrus in general?
Most citrus in general can develop that problem.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.